The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara of Avodah Zarah Nun Beis Omid Aleph, we find that Rav Hamnuna had a question by Rav Hamnuna, Ritach Kli L'Avodah Zarah Mahu, which Rashi says means a kli was broken and he banged it into shape and he for Avodah Zarah. Now, the Gemara goes through to explain what exactly was Rav Hamnuna's question. And towards the end, the Gemara said Rav Hamnuna's question was about Tuma Yishana, an old Tuma, because we find in Kalim that if someone has a kli matches and it broke, it becomes tar. If then he went and reverted it, fixed it, and made it back into a kli, so the old Tuma comes back. And we want to know, is this only Tuma deraisa, even the Tuma derabbanan? And we say, really, his question is, why all Tumas derabbanan? But his question is, all Tumas derabbanan, do they come back or not? And if we say all Tumas derabbanan do not come back, so what about Tuma d'Avodah Zarah? Do we say, because of the Chumra of Avodah Zarah, so it's like a Tuma deraisa? And just like a Tuma deraisa, if a Kli is Tuma with the Tuma deraisa, it comes back, so too by Avodah Zarah. Or maybe we're going to compare it to the Rabbanans, and on the Tzadah, by Tuma the Rabbanan doesn't come back, so too by Avodah Zarah won't come back. Now, the Rambam, we'll see in a minute, Yetz Hashem, how this is Nagei Halach L'mais B'Zman Hazah, the Rambam in Hulchas Kalim, Perak Yud Beis, Halacha Yud, Paskins, Klimat Cheshin, I'm sorry, Halacha Tes, Perak Yud Beis, Halacha Tes, Kli Matchei Shenitma Batum Shemidi Vesefim, Kigan Shenitma Bavay Dezach Yetzaba, Vinishba, Vetiche, Bechazar Semim in a Kli Acha, or is a Suffolk, Mchazar Tomas and Yoshana Alar Chazar. The Rambam Paskins, it's a Suffolk. Now, what is this Halacha of Tuma Yoshana? And so in the Gemara, in Shabbos, has Zayin Omid Beis, it's Mavur that this is a Din Rabbanan. What is the reason for the Din Rabbanan? So the Gemara has a Maisa there with Shalitzi and Hamalka, that she made a Mishta, Libna, Benitmu Kol Kele, Shabrosan, and she gave it to a Tzarif, to a craftsman, to a metal worker, and he went and made them back into a new Kli, and the Chachamim said that the old Tuma comes back. Now, what is pshat in this halacha? The Gemara there says it depends. If according to those who hold that it's only by Tumas Meis that we say that this Tuma comes back, so then the reason why they made such a takon is because of Geder Mechates, which Rashi explains that if there would be a way of knocking off Tuma by breaking a kli and then fixing it, so then no one would Spritz mechates on the kelim, because then you have to wait 7 days. Rather, they would break and fix it, and it would be bottled, the whole din, it will be nishtakach, it will be forgotten, the whole din of mechates. Now, the Gemara says that's good if you hold it's only by Tumas Meis. What if you hold that it's by all Tumas, and the Rambam Paskins, like those who hold that this is by all Tumas, that we say Tuma Yishan? Again, we have the question by Tuma, the Rabbanans, the Rabbi Dezara, but all Tumas Daraisis, the Rambam Paskins that applies to. So the Gemara says, we have two shitas. Abai says, Gzeirus Shemeli Chavene B'chadei Tarase, that maybe the person who, it's when you break a kli, in order the Tuma should come off, and over there we're talking someone who's maybe even doing it and then plans on fixing it, so he doesn't need to break entirely. He needs to break it to the point that it's useless. So maybe a person will be overly cautious, especially if he plans on using the kli, and he's not going to make it a hole that's large enough to make it tar. That's what Abai says. Rava says, maybe people are going to be confused, meaning we know that usually tahara only comes here if they have shamash. Masha'enkin, if you make a hole in the kli to break it, to make it no longer kli, so the tahara comes on the spot. Now, if people do that, it's going to be tar on the spot, and people are going to confuse this with other tumas, other taharas, and they're going to say just like when you when you make a hole, it becomes tar on the spot. So to when you tie will clean the mikvah. Again, we're talking even became tamer with the sharetz or azov. They would say that when you put in the mikvah, it becomes tar on the spot. So exera because of a kli bas yayma. Now again, the Mi'as Hashem, we're going to see how this is nageh halach l'maaseh bizman nezeh. The Rambam in Hilchas Kelim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis, he says chazar of kli matchas l'tumas nishan is midiv v'sayfim. Why were they guys there? Hashem yitmo lekli v'yatichenu. So the Rambam is paskening clearly like Rava, and that is because that people will be confused and say that the tefillah helps for that day. Now, where's this negev for us? We know this halacha. It's the sugi is in the end of Avodah Zarah Mi'atz Hashem, that a kind of kli min ha'akum, he needs to be toivelet in the waters of a mikvah. And with many halachas, we often compare, although it's not across the board, but many of the halachas of kli akum, we compare it to halachas of tuma. Now, the Pri Chadosh in Yaredei Simen Kuf Chaf, in Seif Katan Lamed Beis, he says like this. He says, it's possible to me that if someone bought a kli from a guy and he planned on melting it down, and he actually melted it down, he made another kli, so then it's like he just bought a piece of metal, not a kli, suda from a guy, again, only kli suda, of course, need tefillah, so then it definitely doesn't need tefillah. But the Rechadah says we could question, if someone bought a kli, and he planned on using it, and then he changed his mind, and he melted it down, and banked it into another kli. Do we say it became chayiv and kli in tefillah, and the old chiv doesn't come off? Or maybe with the hatacha, with the smelting it, the old chiv went off. Says the Pri Chadosh is pashat mi misvara, that the hatacha comes, and is mafkia the chiv of a that was here earlier. So he says two reasons. Firstly, says the Pri Chadosh, panim chadash is bolakan, lahavi dumya demaisa shahaya. By the Maisa Shahaya, by the Muhammad Maisha, over there they captured Kalim, and the Yid is taking the same Kli that previously belonged to the guy, and over here it's different Kalim Chadash. But then the Pri Chadash says, even though by metal kalim we geyser, that when you did something, you broke it, and then you fixed it again, the old tuma comes back. First of all, we never find that by clay suda, by clay akum, they made such a gzera. Va'oid, the Pri Chadosh has a second reason, and the Mi'atz Hashem will see the maybe nafkamina. The hacha, the loy boy, harav shemesh, nekach shasha, the hasam, leishach, lemigza hacha, ki hasam. The reason of harav shemesh can't apply over here. Now, he doesn't say this, but the reason of abaya, that we're afraid that a person won't make a hole properly, l'chayra would apply. But the Rambam, as we saw, and as the Klal passes like Rava, the reason is Harav Shemesh. So says the Pri Chadosh that over here we don't have the reason for Harav Shemesh, because when you buy a kli from a guy and you table in the mikveh, there is no such halacha that you need Harav Shemesh. So therefore, this halacha will not apply. This chash will not apply. So there's no reason to say that by kli akum we have any concern to say that if you break it and then you fix it, that the tumah should come back. Now, the Pri Chadosh is talking about where you melt it down, but the Chachmas Adam says even when you make a hole, Chachmas Adam in Klal Ayin Gimel, if your Gimel says, you have Yoris Gedolis, you have these big vats that you're making in beer. He says they need tefillah. So he says they're one of two solutions. Either you somehow succeed in tifling them, you should make a big hole that should be bottled from a kli and give it an Uman Yisrael to fix it. So here we can have this is like the psak of the Pri Chadash, that they're making a hole will work. I mean, the Pri Chadash doesn't speak at all, but it follows on his logic that it will work and it will pater a kli that you bought from a guy from Tvila. Now, until now, we are talking about when someone breaks or makes a hole in the kli. What if someone buys a kli from an Akum and then he disassembles it? Does that disassembling make it be pater from Tvilas Kalim? Now, we have a number of sugyas that touch on this. We have a sugya in Shabbos Nunches Amud Beis, where someone has a bell and he disassembled it, and the Gemara says that over there that the tumah is still on it. Abaye says because since a hedyet, an ordinary person, could reassemble it, and Rava holds only because it's a usable as is. You could still bang it even when you take the, you know, take a bell apart. You could still use it. Now we have a sugya in Kalim, in Perak Chavav, in the beginning of Chavav, Mishnah Aleph, where you have a shoe, and you took it apart, and it's not usable. It's not like our shoes, but it like falls apart without the laces. And the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan hold that it's Tameh, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not the Rabbanan hold that becomes Tara. Rabbi Yossi says since the Hedyet could put it back, so therefore it should still be Tame. Now the Rav says over there that the Rabbanan are talking about where you didn't take it entirely off, it's still somewhat attached, and it's important to point out the Rambam holds we passing like Rabbi Yossi. Now the Chazai Nish and others, the Chazai Nish is in Kalim, Simon Chof Tes, or his Beis. He raises the question that why in the Gemara and Shabbos did we just say that it matters whether, according to Abaye, it matters whether an ordinary person could put it back, and over there it's Rabbi Yossi who's saying that, then this Shailin Amaram should be telling a Tanam. So we say it's a little bit different over there. The Chazanish says, over there, the Ritzua is something that people tend to take out. Unlike over here, the bell, people don't tend to disassemble it. Now, this of course goes into, we should mention that the idea of disassembling, so Rav Shmuel Zalman Arbach in the Sefer Tvilas Kalim says that you could take apart a kli in order to pater it from Tvilas Kalim, and the Sefer Mitbach Halacha quotes that Rabbi Yashiv used to say this. So this is where we get into this question of how taking apart is taking apart. If we just saw that, at least in some instances, Rabbi Yossi, who the Rambam says we paskin like hold, and needs to be taken apart to the point that a hedyot can't use it. The hedyot, an ordinary person, can't reassemble it. Now the question then is, what if a kli that's, you take it apart, and this is the way people tend to do it. People buy mixes, blenders, and they take it apart. So that's obviously something that any ordinary person could put back together. And what about if you take it apart? So is it part, could you tovel it as is? So in Chedusha Mibium from Rabbi Chaim Greinemann in Kalim Simon Vav, so he says over there in the end of the, where he gives the sikkum, he goes through the sugya, but he says we have a machlekes rishayim when you take a kli, like in the Gemara Shabbos, and you take it apart, is it tummy while it's apart, or is it only after you put it back together? If it's tummy while it's apart, so certainly if someone bought a blender or a mixer, takes it apart, he could be tovel each piece separately. If the tumah goes off when it's taken apart, so then he raises the question of whether it would be possible for it to be tovel when it's taken apart. But then he goes on to say that, Kalim, that the way you use it, acha kol shimush mafarkam esen nanakaisem, then perhaps the kuli alma would work that since a hedyot could put it back together, so then if the tumah remains on, like we said in Rabbi Yossi, so then at least according to the Rambam, the pasuk like Rabbi Yossi should be possible to be tovel as is. The sefer Taharas HaKalim is from Rav Yishayo Badani, Rav Shimon Badani's son, Echelik Beis and Parag Zayin. Over there by him, it's Pasha to him based on this Chazayin Ish, that it's, I'm sorry, actually it's on page Kof, that based on this Chazainish, that if the way you use a kli is to take apart, it's not called shavur or mefurak. And he says over there on page Kof Beis that someone who buys a kli from an akam and he makes a hole in order to patter it, he's ma'ira, he says the minig and the Rav Mekubelis is to either make a hole even to just to be mefarket, that take it apart in such a way that a hedyot can't put it back together. As long as it's taken apart to the point that an ordinary person can't put it back together, it should be pater. Now, he has a har over there that if someone gives it to an uman, to an expert, a craftsman, or even just a handy person, and he takes it apart, planning on putting it back together right away. So he says this is l'chari, you could argue that it's only pirik arai, and in l'cham pirik arai gadol mizeh, so maybe it shouldn't work to make a potter from Tvilas Kalim, and he says he's not being ma'irer on this hara, just he says if you can, it would be better to table it. Now in the Sefer Mitbach HaLacha from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Morgenstern, so he's ma'ira that in the sugya and Shabbos Pei Gimel, we have a sugya by the Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara over there has a question of Rav Chami by Gurya. Of an old Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry, Yeshna Levarim Ein Levarim, if a Hedyot could put back the Avodah Zarah, so then the Gemara says it's obvious that it's like it's assembled, meaning it won't lose its halacha of avodah zarah if an ordinary person could put it back together again. Now the question over there is legabi tuma, and the question that in the Sefer Mitbach halacha raises is that why is it that legabi avodah zarah we hold it's a davar pashut, that the fact that a hedyot could put it back together, it's like it's even when it's disassembled, it's like it's put together, and why in our these other sugyas do we have a question? Now he gives a number of terutzim. But one teretz he gives over there is that tuma avodah zarah is different. Why? Because we know for many things, it's based on the Ritva, that we know that there's a special chaymer of avodah zarah because of a liyid bak miyad chum umem and acherim. So you have to be oike the shame of avodah zarah. So he suggests it's a possible answer that if as long as a hedyot could put it back together, so for the purpose of avodah zarah, it's obvious to us that it still has the shame of the avodah zarah, and therefore the tuma will remain. Mashenke in the other sugyas of tuma, like in Masechta Kelim or the sugya we saw on Shabbos, over there it's different. Over there, maybe the fact that a hedyot could put it back together doesn't make it like it's already back together now, and again, so Tumas Kalim from Agoy is going to be a separate Nidain, but that, as we saw before, the Psak of Hashem Zalman, Pasha's based on the Psak of the Rambam, the Pasuk like Rabbi Yaisi, so in order to take apart a Kli, to part it from Tvilas Kalim, has to be taken apart to the point that it needs a Uman rather than a Hedyot to put it back together again.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.